Welcome to the forum on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins, and today I am joined by Adam Logg, Trevor Smith, and Brad Stein, who are part of the marketing team with Atlas 46, which is a new manufacturing company that is opening up in Hillsborough. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining me today. How was your holiday season?
Holidays were great. Very busy. Atlas 46 is still seeing unprecedented growth. You know, we had done a lot of predictions of how our Christmas season was going to go, and it blew it out the water. So unfortunately for our customers, we're still trying to catch up and get everybody their gear, but having that much back-ordered items is great for business, not so great for all the customers.
That's probably a good problem to have, though, if you have too many orders as opposed to not enough.
Absolutely.
So I know we spoke to you a little bit about when you made the announcement, Adam, that you were opening in Hillsborough, and we got a read of what it is you manufacture, but in case somebody missed that, can you explain to me the best way you can the products that you do manufacture?
Sure. Atlas 46 is a nylon good manufacturing company. So we typically cater to the construction field or any sort of tradesmen, whether it's carpentry, plumbing, electrical, anything like that, just to make them be able to work more efficiently than just out of their normal tool belt. So we produce goods that are more of like a chest rig or an apron or a vest to keep all your tools, you know, on your upper body, alleviating the weight on all your lower hip, back and hips. But what we're opening up in Hillsborough is what we're calling an AMP, an AMMP, an American-made manufacturing pod. All this is going to do is produce one or two specific items for mass production. It's way easier on the production line to learn something new. So learning one or two products is way easier than learning all 200 that we currently have, right. And it makes it easier for filling orders and kind of keeping up with the popularity of any of these items.
Can you say what the products you are that'll be focused in Hillsborough will be?
We've got an idea, but we don't have it absolutely finalized just yet. So I don't want to say it's going to be A when it turns out it's going to be B. Anything like that.
Understandable. As you said, you're renovating a building in Hillsborough. It's on, I think, on Berry Street. It's where
Correct.
It's located. Has that process begun already?
Yes, we've already started ripping it up, tearing out what we aren't going to be using, but we're still keeping the main foundation and look to it. So we're not just completely blowing out the building and building it how we want it. If you look into our product line, you can see that we label all of our products after the American Revolution. So we have a giant pride in American history, and same goes for the town of Hillsborough. So we want to keep that same initial look that building had, but also kind of put our own little additives into it.
Do you have a set date of when you're planning on opening and hiring?
There's no set date, like there's no grand opening coming February, blah, blah, blah. But we're honestly aiming as soon as possible, but our initial guess is going to be mid to late February.
Okay. And this is a manufacturing plant. It's not a storefront per se, so you won't actually be opening any kind of storefront.
No. So it will have a small storefront available to purchase some gear or take a look at all the other stuff that we have. But essentially what we're looking to do is create this as a production facility and then also have a separate storefront location within Hillsborough as well. But for the time being, you will still be able to see and try out most of our other gear at this location and, you know, make a purchase.
Adam Logg, Trevor Smith, Brad Stein joining me with Atlas 46 today on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. How long have each of you been with Atlas 46?
I'm coming up on 3 years with Atlas. We're coming up on being about 4 years old. When I originally started with Atlas, we had about 20 employees, and now we're hitting close to the 100 employee mark. Mm. So it's pretty exciting.
That's all in Fenton, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Correct.
Fenton, Missouri. How about you, Brad?
I've been there a little bit over a year, almost a year and a half now, and it's grown since, because I started out on the sew floor and just kind of worked my way up. And as the company grew, I grew with the company and couldn't be happier with it.
What can you say, each of you, about your experiences with the company? Because obviously you'll be looking for employees in Hillsborough. What can you say about, or say to potential employees in the area?
Atlas is totally a professional environment, but we like to have fun. It's not your suit and tie. Every day we show up, we're in cowboy boots, jeans, flannel, pretty much how we're dressed today. Yeah. So it's not, you know, your stucky, stiff office. It's, You go in, you build relationships with everyone. We all kind of hang out outside of work. We all have fun together. We have fun in the office. We are all three learning a musical instrument together.
Oh, that's cool.
So we like
Atlas
to...
Atlas 46 Band.
Going on tour in Hawaii.
We've produced some of the music for the videos that we make.
That's cool.
So we like to do...
It's terrible. Don't get us wrong. We're not perfect by any means, but it's kind of a cool segment to do as well.
We like to do as much as we can in-house ourselves rather than reaching out to other people to do it. So, like, we build out the storefront we have in Fenton. We built everything out in there. The only thing that was done from an outside source was the concrete floors were polished. Everything else in the store was built by us with our gear. We built out our lunchroom. We built out all of our sewing tables, everything. So we like to do everything ourselves.
And that's really admirable, too, and it saves money because, I mean, you don't have to pay the other companies to come in and do the work for you. You do it yourself.
Exactly, and that's what we're going to be doing in Hillsborough as well. So the sign out front, all of the tables that everybody's going to be working on, the lunch tables, the break room, everything like that, that's what we're looking to do as well.
How many jobs are going to be created in Hillsborough, do you know, roughly?
I think we're starting to look for at least about six, a small sew team and a customer service kind of go in between, because we understand that it's not just going to be booming up from the start and we're going to have so many customers coming in, but somebody that's going to be able to, you know, answer questions online and on a phone, maybe even be able to do some artwork for us, whether it's, you know, part of the marketing team or even the design team. So I think we're starting with six. They may bump it up to 12 if we see enough interest and how well it's going, but as fast as everybody wants to kind of get their foot in the door, we're more than willing to let them have a shot. Yeah.
Are you looking now, or are you going to hold off until you're closer to actually opening the plant?
I think we're just holding off till about mid-January before we really start collecting all of the applications. But I believe you can go to the actual hiring center in Hillsborough. I'm not sure about the actual location, but I think the lady's name is Peggy. So yeah. you can find out more information about that, but follow us on Instagram, Facebook, any social media, and we'll be posting as soon as we're ready to kind of launch at that. And we already have had dozens of requests of where can we go to get that job application started, and even people wanting to be the manager of the facility, not just a sew machine operator or marketing person. It was somebody wants to run this already, which is a huge response, and that's what we're looking forward to.
Adam Logg, Trevor Smith, Brad Stein with Atlas 46, the marketing team with Atlas 46, joining me here on the forum on the Tally Broadcasting stations today. And you've actually got a really informative website too. I went on there and looked at it, a lot of detail, a lot of videos, interesting videos there as well. I watched
some good,
a couple of
some
them.
Bad.
I can't remember what the product is called. There was a bag here I saw yesterday. It was like you're comparing it to the standard toolbox where you just pull a strap, and whereas if your toolbox isn't secured, you pull on the handle, everything could spill out. The strap, you pull, it's closed. You don't have to worry about securing anything. It's all there. What was that product called?
That's the Yorktown Tool Roll.
That's right.
Our most popular item by far, along with the Saratoga Vest. But as far as tool storage solutions, the Yorktown and its big brother, the Yorktown Mechanics Roll, are two of our most popular items.
I know a toolbox is portable anyway, but it seems like the Yorktown is actually a lot more convenient when it comes to portability.
So the cool thing about the Yorktown is you've got the designated spots in the back for the crescents, as well as several other hand tools, and then the front you have the four large pockets so you can organize it out, whereas most standard toolboxes, you kind of have that little top tray that you can organize some pens and pencils in, and then everything else is just kind of shoved in there, or you have to buy additional boxes to organize your gear, which just adds to the weight. You don't want to be carrying around a whole bunch of weight all day.
Do you do a lot of your sales online? How do you mostly go about selling your product? Do you deal with companies? How does that work?
I would say about 95% is online.
Okay.
And we're internationally known at this point, so we've sold as far as Japan, South Korea, Russia, and the UK, all of Europe, even parts of Africa, South Africa, like South America included. We've hit every continent, not every country yet, but this all started just as an online company because we know our president was aware that the older distribution model is kind of wearing thin because of all of the potential in online sales. So being able to go with a distributor just wasn't as smart of an idea to start, and we just kept going after it, really started focusing on Facebook because that was the biggest draw for not exactly the younger side of the community, but you know, everybody in their 20s to their 50s or 60s, they're all on Facebook in some form or fashion.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the veteran background in the company. I know the Montgomery County Growth Initiative was responsible for bringing Atlas 46 to the area, and they are made up of a group of veterans trying to help out veterans in the area, and you guys have a strong veterans background as well. Looking at Trevor.
Yes, I am a veteran. We have several veterans employed for us currently. We think dearly of our service members, our first responders, and that. So when we do hire, we are looking to hire more veterans. Obviously, we'll accept any applications. But like you said, with the Montgomery Growth Initiative, we want to reach out to the veterans and kind of give back to the veterans that gave so much to us.
Adam Logg, Trevor Smith, Brad Stein with the marketing department with Atlas 46, the manufacturing company that's going to be opening up in Hillsboro around February. They are currently renovating a building in Hillsboro on Berry Street. Was there anything else any of you wanted to mention before I let you go that I hadn't touched on?
I think we're good on that.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thanks again for coming in. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for having us.
That's it for this edition of The Forum on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. Tune in next time, but until then, this is David Jenkins saying so long.